Jacka News. You need to know. You need to know. Now.
Johannesburg vandag op na 25, Mbombela 24, Polokwane begin die naweek op 27 grade.
Probleme in Bedford View. N12R24 westbound, slow moving traffic on both routes towards Gululies, probably because there's a stationary truck on the N3 northbound on the link to the N12 east at Gululies.
Transnet waarskie van 'n kronkelpad om die land se spoornetwerk weer op die pad na vooruitgang te kry, maar
Transnet's journey to recovery is on course. We are executing our plans to enhance operational and financial performance for long-term sustainable growth.
Transnet se raadsvoorsitter Andile Sanko het die media vanoggend op hoogte gebring van ingrypings en die kwessies wat die beleerde staatsinstelling in die spoorwiele ry. Die raad is nou besig met die herstelplan en dit is op spoor gesit om spoorvervoer te hervorm na jare van probleme wat die netwerk tot 'n basiese stilstand gedwing en die land se ekonomie miljarde rande gekos het.
The plan has as its objective the stabilization of operational performance in the first phase and significant improvement in operational and financial performance for the year ending March 2025.
Ons sal die uur weet wat om te verwag van krag wanneer die wintermaande begin byt. Eskom baas Dan Marokani lê vanmiddag die Eskom plan voor vir die volgende paar maande. Suid-Afrikaners beleef tans die langste tydperk sonder beerkrag sedert die middel van 2022. Anglo-American staan vast dat die Britse mynmaatskappy baie meer werd is as 743 miljard rand. Anglo's raad het vanoggend 'n verklaring uitgereik en sê die oornamebod wat gister deur die Australiese mynreus BHP voorgestel is, is verwerp. Prinses Mogoko doen verslag.
British mining giant Anglo-American says in this morning's statement that its board considered the proposal with its advisors and concluded that the proposal significantly undervalues Anglo-American and its future prospects. BHP is keen to obtain the Anglo's global copper assets that include operations in Chile and Peru. However, the bid hinged on Anglo splitting off its platinum and iron ore holdings in South Africa. Princess Mahoko, Chakranda FM News.
Die verwikkelings het koper weer na die voorfront gebring nadat BHP gesê het hy wil die wêreld se grootste kopervervaardiger word. Die vraag na koper styg omdat dit gebruik word in herniede energie soos elektriese voertuie, sonkragpanele en windturbines. Die prys van koper het vanoggend die hoogte ingeskiet oor die $10,000 per ton. En in Japan woede nadat die persoonlike inligting van honderde mense verlore gegaan het. En al wat daar is om te sê is en dis wat werklik gebeur het in 'n dorp in Japan waar 'n stadsbeampte besig was om 'n groot boks met die persoonlike inligting van sowat 120 huishoudings van een gebou na 'n ander te verskuif. Die boks was op 'n trolley. Die hele trolley het omgeval, die boks het afgeval, die deksel het afgekom en al die dokumente uit die boks uit het weggewaai. Ek skryf dit soos op the top story at this hour. Transnet says it is now on the road to recovery.
Okay then. You should be on the tracks as well as the roads. But hey, oh no, wait, that's spoor net. Thanks for like you.
Gee ons net 'n spoorlyn.
Yeah, all that metal just lying around. Ooh, it'll go the same place the manhole covers. Yay! Oh, yeah, I love Adam. So was Friday your day this morning? I missed the show. I wanted to hear the clankies. I wanted to hear the lighties going, Friday's my day.
Everything was just nice about this Friday morning.
Absolutely. Yeah. Friday live, awesome.
Yep.
Whoop, whoop, whoop. Did Von Koch make it in time?
He made it in time. You looked breezy and right for the morning.
Yeah, it's a proficient Neil I'm on.
Yes,
I'm
you what.
Of course they did. If you missed it, well, shame on you. Catch it on our website, jackarandfm.com. We were talking about the traffic earlier on.